We bought that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo.
They just zapped
you. I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna crash.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101, 7 the Truth, Tori Love, Tori Love Show, and I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Thursday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this March 27th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, a salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. Y'all ready for the day? Y'all ready for the show? Salute to everybody out there in Radio Land. We've been talking self-care. We getting to the end of the month. It's the 27th. This might be the last week. Do we got anything? Yeah, it's almost, you know, the top of April. But I got a few more. I got a few more things to discuss when it comes to self-care. So we've been doing a good job of this, Truth Nation. We've been walking through this month with the self-care. We've been walking through it. Hopefully we listening. Hopefully your ears is open. Hopefully you heard what I'm telling you. Hopefully we're applying this. Because we got a long way to go to finish the years early. We're getting in these nurturing, healthy discussions about self-care. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't say we never tried to have a conversation. I don't know nobody on the radio right now that'll try to come on and try to do self-care ideas the whole month, starting the show. I'm just saying, we got powerful conversations, but what is more powerful than personal development and growth? Nothing. Okay? So today I want to focus in on how healthy relationships helps with self-care. Healthy relationships. I mean, a lot of y'all in relationships, but is it healthy? Is it a healthy relationship? A healthy relationship is a connection between two individuals that is built on mutual respect, trust, and open communication. And I got some examples. Mutual respect, partners value and respect each other's thoughts, feelings, and boundaries. Mutual respect. I respect your thoughts. What are you thinking today? Your feelings. How do you feel? Boundaries. I understand the boundaries. That's mutual respect. Healthy, a healthy relationship. Y'all need to tap in if y'all got partners, because a healthy relationship, it can help with self-care. When you're feeling good, you got a healthy relationship, you own point, that's powerful. Trust is a part of a healthy relationship. Partners trust each other to be honest, loyal, and supportive. Your healthy relationship is your support group. That's the person you're supposed to go to. Y'all working together. Hey, some of y'all sleeping with the enemy. Hey, I'm going to keep it going. I ain't going to even touch that. I ain't going to even touch it, Truth Nation. I'm going to keep it moving. Open communication. It's a part of a healthy relationship. Open communication. Partners communicate openly and honestly, listening actively and expressing themselves clearly. I done lost some of y'all already. I lost some of y'all already. Open communication. Listening actively, like, not dozing off with the person trying to talk to you. Not looking in your phone. When, especially when they, sometimes y'all got to wait till the argument come to get serious. You know, when you're arguing, you heat it, now y'all want to get engaged, locked in. Now y'all want to lock in because y'all got a problem. No, you gotta be listening. Sometimes you can, if you're listening, you can catch it before the problem get out of hand. Listening, actively listening and expressing, expressing yourself clearly, healthy, a healthy relationship. You gotta express yourself clearly, and y'all gotta be listening to each other actively. Don't be dozing off. Don't be wandering off when they trying to tell you how they feel. Okay? We talked about this the other day. Emotional intelligence, a healthy relationship, you got to have that emotional intelligence. Partners are aware of and manage their own emotions, empathizing with each other's feelings. Empathizing. How many of y'all are empathizing with y'all partner's feelings? Where the empathy at? Managing your emotions, not getting upset, not calling each other out of each other's names. That's a red flag to me. That's the real red flag. That's the easiest red flag. When they start getting upset, and then they call you out your name. Now I can see if they kind of say you acting like something. Why you acting like something? I don't think that's, you know, I remember hearing people like telling somebody they acting like something that's out of character. But if you just go straight in with the word saying you this, you are this, and you are that, hey, that's a red flag. Maybe they acting out of character. You can call it out. Hey, you acting out of character today. You acting like Daffy Duck today. I'm just being light because I'm on the air. But y'all understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. Sometimes y'all go straight in. It's a difference between somebody acting like something and calling them something. Hey. Boundary respect. Healthy relationship. You got to have boundary respect. Boundary respect. You got to respect the boundaries. Partners respect each other's physical, emotional, and mental boundaries. Everybody come with boundaries. DJ Brother Z, do you have boundaries? When you engage with people, everybody got boundaries. You can't step in the boundaries. And y'all got to talk about that. You can't assume somebody knows your boundaries. You got to say, hey, look, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. You know what I mean? You got to make sure y'all got that understanding probably before y'all even enter into the relationship. Some of y'all just, you know, had that physical attraction and went into the relationship without setting the boundaries. And you got to have conflict resolution in a healthy relationship. Conflict resolution. Partners resolve conflicts in a healthy, constructive manner without pointing a finger, creating shame or aggression. Some of y'all like to get aggressive when y'all get to trying to solve something. Y'all wait till y'all get to arguing and y'all think that that's solving something. I always told somebody, y'all better stop getting high blood pressure, all that yelling and going back and forth. Okay. You're going to have a stroke. Just because you loud don't mean you win in the argument. That's, you know what? When folks get to yelling, I'd be like laughing because I know the blood pressure up. Just because you heated and yelling and angry, that don't mean you win in the argument. That don't even mean you right. Some of y'all think y'all winning arguments, but you really pumping up the blood pressure. You might pass out with a stroke. You can't be, that's not a way to communicate. You got to be calm, you got to be listening, and you got to be a problem solver, especially if you're in a relationship. Why don't you work to solve the problem? If we're going to be together, why don't we just, all that arguing, why don't we just say, okay, this is the problem, This is how we going to fix it. Simple. I mean, y'all going to be eating together. Y'all going to be hanging out. Y'all going to be spending a lot of time together. Why not be more solution-driven? And accountability. Accountability. Partners take responsibility for their actions, apologizing and making amends when necessary. Y'all going to argue. Y'all going to make mistakes. People going to get into it. Brothers and sisters get into it. Husbands and wives get into it. People that be around each other all day, they going to get into it. It's not about getting into it. It's how you get through it. It's your process of getting through it. Everybody want that big 4th of July moment where they want to spaz out. That's not good. Especially if we're going to be together. Every time we have a dispute, we got to yell and argue and fuss and fight, break up the makeup. That's unhealthy. That's unhealthy. We talking about healthy relationships and how it helps. How it helps us. How it builds us up. How it helps with self-care. And it can help. If you have a healthy relationship, that's emotional support. Everybody need emotional support. I do. Especially if we partners, if we working together. A loving partner can offer emotional support, helping you feel seen, heard, validated. This is essential for self-care. And if your partner don't validate you, why you with them? Hey, I ain't going to even get into that. Because some of y'all with partners that ain't even validating y'all. Unhealthy. Your partner's supposed to be a help and not a hurt. Stress reduction. We all know how you can release stress. If she a blessing, she ain't stressing. Hey, a healthy relationship can help reduce stress levels. A supportive partner can help you manage stress, make it easier to prioritize your self-care. It sounded powerful. It sounded real powerful. What do you think, DJ Brother Z? Is the relationship a part of the self-care? Do you believe that having a healthy relationship can help with the self-care?
It's essential. I mean, having a healthy relationship with everybody that's in your life.
Right. It's almost like you only going to go as far as the people that you allow to get close to you.
Yep. It's like if you don't, because if you don't, it's just going to affect you negatively.
Yeah. Healthy relationships. We talk about healthy relationships and how it affects self-care. And a lot of y'all listening, y'all in relationships, y'all got to measure this. Is it healthy? Hey, or do y'all got some work to do? A healthy relationship helps self-care. You know another way a healthy relationship can help the self-care? Encouragement and motivation. A loving partner can encourage and motivate you to prioritize, helping you stay on track with your goals. Hey, you might turn into Obama with a healthy relationship. You might run for office. You might feel good. You might head to work early because you know when you get off, you got a healthy relationship. Hey, look, when we come back, we going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. Another one of those. This is for my Q. Down to earth. Rest in peace, baby. You know how we roll. There's so many that don't know. This goes out to my Q. Rest in peace, baby. The drama, the guns,
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. I've been trying to tell y'all, y'all got to be careful. Keep your head on the swivel. Because no matter if you're living in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Hartford, Wisconsin, you got to keep your head on the swivel. And everybody's a suspect. Everybody's a suspect when it comes to these kids. Well, we finna head over to Hartford. A paid on-call volunteer firefighter arrested after discovery of inappropriate conversations with a child. A 37-year-old paid on-call volunteer firefighter, a fire emergency medical service member of the Hartford Fire Department, is in custody, accused of inappropriate conversations with a juvenile. We got video if you're watching live. Let's listen.
Hartford Fire Department Lieutenant facing 30 child porn charges tonight. A complaint against 37-year-old Aaron Morat say he was caught after sending an inappropriate message to a 14-year-old boy online. Police then found other graphic pictures and videos involving young boys on his phone. He is on leave with the department during the investigation.
Oh, wow. See, and when, especially when they do it from a trusted position. You know, and this is why this year we got to really be on call, because I'll tell you this, we got to really be on edge, on call, on alert, because these folks is the thirsty. They thirsty for these kids. I that's the only other way I can tell y'all. Then they tried to do. This is why I'm happy all 101 gender stuff is out the window, because they was trying to get it to where. They had an acronym called MAP. It was this word called MAP, mature attracted person, that was coming out. Like this person was older and they was attracted to the young people. And No, we gotta stop that. That's trash. That pic looks like hard R. Aaron. I don't know who Hard R. Aaron is, but
he called into Sherman's show and said the N-word.
What?
Hard R.
Who called in? Who is Hard R. Aaron?
Hold on, I'll get up the video.
Okay, we're gonna have to get up the thing. Somebody just brought to my attention that somebody called into Sherwin Hughes with the N-word. I don't know what the Hard R. I don't know. Is it a white person? What? Oh wow. Hey, I totally missed it, but DJ Brother Z gave the video. But all I'm saying is, hey, whatever it is, hide your kids, hide your wife. These people is out here, and you got to be careful. That's why I say I'm not for letting kids go off by folks' houses. I'm not for letting kids go off outside of the range of what you agreed to, and even with that. You got to be making sure that you keep your communication open with the child. Always talk to your child. I told my children, I said, look, if you around adults, let me know. Don't ever be around an adult without me knowing who the adult is. Any adult that ever come around you, let me know, and I can approach the adult. You talk to the kids, you know, and I deal with the adults. You don't deal with the adults. I had to go that far. Oh, we got video of this. Who is this? Aaron?
Trash. You know, I'm going to. That's part of the
Aaron,
game. You know that.
You can't say the N-word when you're playing basketball.
Well, you're telling me that when I'm watching YouTube and stuff like that, and everybody's using the N-word and whatnot, you're saying that's right? You know, just because you're black? Or just because you're Mexican? Or just because you're a ball player? You know you see that on YouTube all the time. Come on now.
So because you see and hear people using the N-word on YouTube, you use it too.
Is that what I said?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. Do you use it?
Do I use it?
Yeah.
I've used it before. Of course I have. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, if anybody's got a problem with that, they can come to me directly. You know, but it's no different than somebody calling me a cracker or anything else like that.
I want to hear you say it. Say it.
What, nigger? Is that what you want to hear?
No.
Is that me? You know, is that, no! Is that does that complete somebody now or what?
Oh no! You can't.
I don't know. Is that?
Hey.
Is that a big deal? Is that a big deal to you?
Kind
of. I mean, really, is that really a big deal to you?
All these years, I've been daring white people to say it. You're the first one that said it.
Oh, wow. Hey. He asked him to say it. And, you know, when I was out in Iowa and Minnesota, they used the N-word with the hard R.
Loosely, though?
Yeah, like, not around me. But when they did say it around me, I had to, you know, somebody got their jaw broke. I had to go down to the police station, you know, and let them know what happened. But when somebody used the N-word, especially white, and somebody asked me why white people can't say the N-word, and I said, oh, they can say it, but you get around the wrong person and your jaw might get broke. I mean, because I have broken a jaw for somebody saying the N-word with the hard, like, no version of it. Why? Because it got a lot of blood on it. It's, the N-word came with a lot of blood on it, and so it got my ancestors' blood on it. And your ancestors was the reason of the bloodshed. So when you talk about the N-word, and when y'all did use it, a lot of my ancestors lost their life, was raped, was destroyed, and you was using that word toward them. So when you say it now, even though it's not going on to that extreme, you might trigger one of my ancestors with the spirit, with the soul fist. I say the soul fist because the spirit might come through and break your jaw. I have done it. I broke somebody's jaw for saying the N-word when I was out in Iowa. When I was, you know, in the parts where I was probably one of the only blacks in the area. And like I said, they took me in. They tried to charge me. And then the witnesses said he said the N-word with the hard R. And they let me go. And he had to have surgery. But after a while, his wife, the guy that I broke his jaw, his wife came and apologized for him saying it. And she apologized, and we hung out and played cards after that. You know, we're not angry at you, you know, but when you say something like that, the DNA inside the answers might form in my fist, and you might get, you know, if you smell what the rock is cooking. That's it. God bless. God bless everybody, but be wise. Be wise, because you might get surprised. you can say it. But, you might need your jaws wired shut. All right. When we come back, we'll have a Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Benjamin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
Seven the Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It is amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice. Juice World.
Yeah, I was giving it juicy, y'all.
Hey, what's happening in?
What's happening in?
Hey. Look, I think, Juice, you didn't... The locks, your hair, you didn't straighten it, or...
Them band two knots you had.
What's going on? You know, Carrie wear her hair natural, if y'all watching as we broadcast live. But today is kind of...
All over the place, huh?
Yeah, it's like... You pressed it or you fluffed it out.
Yeah, it's the aftermath of day 3 of my Bantu knots.
Bantu knots.
Yeah. So I had stretched my hair using the Rev Air reverse air dryer. And I did that on Saturday. And then I put some Bantu knots in on Sunday. And then I wore them with the Bantu knots. What did y'all over here snickering and giggling
That's
about?
A crazy device.
It is a crazy device. I mean, that the suction on that thing.
Yeah,
man.
When I saw that story, I was like, I don't know wow. what this is. I'm like, what is this?
You can really go crazy.
What is she going to do with that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool. It's really cool. I like it. I'm going to probably use it for what I do with my hair for opening day. But, yeah, I used the hair dryer, and it sucked my hair dry, and it stretched it at the same time. And then I put some Bantu knots in. And if you guys listen to and watch Jamming with Juice every day, every morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Monday, I actually had in the Bantu knots.
So it sucks you dry.
Yep.
Bruh.
It sucks my hair dry.
So it wasn't juicy.
It wasn't juicy. It was definitely dry.
Now, I noticed that you got the Brewers opening day
shirt. Yeah.
You got the opening day. If y'all don't know, which y'all should know, Juice is the in-game host.
Yeah.
For the Brewers.
Yeah, this will be my first official full season. So woo! I'm excited.
So if y'all go to the Brewers game and y'all look on that screen, y'all see Juice.
Yeah.
Say Juice World.
Yeah, I really want to get this chant down. This chant down that I had tried last year during the playoffs.
What's the chant?
So it's really easy. It's right. Just you know how.
Let's do it right now.
Okay, let's do it right now. So I wanted to say Brew Crew.
Okay,
Brew Crew. Yeah, that's okay, what I really want to do. And I tested it out. Some people got it.
Picked up on it.
But other people, you know, it's like the timing. You know, some people's like,
Brew Crew.
Like, we got to get the rhythm right, you know, with the fans. But they appreciated it. And they have told me that, you know, they appreciate my energy and I do a good job and stuff from the few games that I did do.
Brew Crew.
Yeah. So if y'all hear that, that's coming from your girl. No,
that's fire.
Hopefully, I'm not going to lie. Corey had put this in my head. He was like, man, what if one day it catch on so good and like during one of the hype moments of the season, everybody in the stadium just start going like, Brew Crew. And
that's
then
what
it
happens.
Goes like viral and then ESPN and Bleacher Report and everybody pick it up.
Next thing you know,
that's
the Yankees have picked it up.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Hey, that's fire.
So, sounded powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get that going, so.
What are you most excited for Brewers opening day?
What am I most excited for? Just being back, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe getting out those first game back jitters, because, you know, I still have only done a few games.
Performing in front of 35,000 people.
More than that, yeah.
What?
Damn. It's like more than 40,000.
What is it? It's more than 40,000 people that can fit the Brewers Stadium?
Yeah.
Sheesh, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of people.
I actually
want to look it up.
That's actually like half of Racine.
Is it really?
Yeah, like that's half of Racine. It's like 87,000 people in Racine.
Oh, wow.
So like that's 40,000, bro. You don't be nervous, Juice?
No, not really.
Well, what is going through your mind before you speak to 40,000 people? Because most people just want to get 40,000 likes on an Instagram post or on a Facebook feed, right? They want 40,000 views or something.
Oh, 41.9, thank you.
40, so that's almost 42,000 people.
Yeah.
So you almost got 42,000 people looking at you, staring at you, waiting for you
and
to do something.
And think about at Pfizer, I think they hold like maybe 18,000.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And I'll say 19, because sometimes at Marquette games, we would go over 18,000 when it was like really sold out.
Okay.
So that's almost, that's double, you know?
Yeah,
but you built your way up, though.
Yeah, I did, for sure.
Like, you started... Really, like, just getting,
on the street,
getting accustomed. Yeah, on Instagram.
She did start on the street. She used to do the man on the street
just
stuff.
In the street. I did just start in the street doing stuff at Summerfest. I would get the media pass and I would just go wherever I wanted to go. Rico Love Music Festival.
Okay, I remember
that. I saw Ben jamming. Yep. I was hoping he'd help me get inside.
And
he did not.
She was willing to do any and everything to get backstage.
Okay,
Rico Love.
That is actually not the truth.
That is true.
No, it's not at all. I was willing to do
anything. Say
She
pulled up in her Buick, y'all.
You know what's crazy? I got dropped off. That's how I know you didn't even know, fam.
No, I saw you and you called me up to your truck, bro. You was like, hey,
I did not call you up to. See, you don't like, even remember the story, bro,
I was putting banners up and stuff for V100, and all I know is she was like, hey, I think I know this guy. That's what she was going on her mind. I think I know this guy. She's like, hey, Ben, can you come here real quick? I'm like, okay, what's up? She's like, hey, can you get me backstage for the Rico Love joint? I was like, I don't know if I got that kind of pull, man. You know, whatever, whatever. But then I get up in there and I see out of nowhere Carrie Noni Juice walk all the way through the back hallway, all the way to the back to get to Rico
That's
Love.
That's not even.
And I don't know what she did back then.
Oh, wow.
That's not even the truth. And see, this is why I need to get you off
you
the airwaves.
You end up backstage in places you shouldn't be backstage.
That is not true because I always belong. All right. Ooh. I know that's right.
Hey.
Listen, I don't go where I'm not wanted.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody wants the juice.
Just because a woman is hustling to do her craft.
Right.
This is what they
marginalizing. You know, and this is just what I have to deal with.
Y'all didn't marginalize the hustle.
Like, and you know, I gotta get you off these airwaves because you are not speaking the truth.
What, bro? I swear that
I didn't even get backstage that day. I interviewed him at a whole different place the next day.
Did I see you in front of
you? Saw me. You were about to be putting up posters, whatever it is you was doing for Street Team. And I had pulled up. I did pull up. I didn't get dropped off. And I was trying to get inside because I had gotten in contact with his sister, and she wasn't hitting me back after she told me to come. And so I recognized you, and I didn't ask you to come to the car. I was walking up to the doors and I saw you at the doors. I never asked you to come to no car. And I said, hey, do you know how you can get me in here? And you were like, I can't get you in here. And so she finally
did. You got COVID brain.
I don't have COVID brain. It was before COVID.
That's what the pandemic. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now you got COVID brain.
You don't even remember things properly. You're a liar. Because I didn't even get backstage. That's why I know you capping right now.
I did see you walk through the hallways, though.
Of course I was, because I was talking to the people.
Trying to do whatever you
could. And I was interviewing people, and I had some people sing for me and everything like on the camera. Make sure y'all head to my YouTube at Noni Juice so you can see the footage from that. What was that, 2018, 2019?
I think it was 2019. But anyway, it worked out for you, though.
Right, for sure. You know? But I worked my way up for sure.
Yeah, yes, you did. You don't have to do nothing strange for a piece of change.
I didn't. I don't know about you, though. You're compromised.
I just talk on this microphone.
What in the world is going on?
He's the compromised one. That's all I got to say.
Oh, wow.
She's privileged.
I'm privileged?
Yeah, you're privileged.
And I low-key wanted to bring up the grocery store conversation we had this morning because you was going to make me very upset. But it is what it is. What are you trying to talk about, Toy? You want to talk Bronny and Stephen A. and LeBron?
Hey, after break, when we get back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice. Juice World.
Yeah, I was giving it juicy, y'all.
Juice World, I got a situation that I want to talk about.
Ooh-wee.
Your girl Sexy Red is in the news.
Why that's my girl?
Because that's a part of y'all movement.
See, I don't know what the movement is.
The Ski Yeet movement.
Let me make that clear.
I think you can relate.
Hey.
To what?
Sexy Red.
Okay. I don't know how. Her music is cool, though. Well, but, you know.
Look, there you go. Hey.
I don't agree with all of the things that comes from it. Okay. It's nice to turn up to, though.
I call it the Ski Yeet movement.
The skeet movement.
The skeet. Hey, that's the call. That's what they be saying.
Okay.
But I like when you coin the term porn rap.
It is porn rap. It is. But we got some audio, some video of a recent incident involving Sexy Red where she encouraged her fans to go beat somebody up.
What?
We got video if you're watching live. Let's listen.
St. Louis Red is in legal trouble today. A new lawsuit claims she asked her fans on social media to beat up her child's grandmother, 51-year-old Nicole Barnes. Our partners at the Post-Dispatch say the 26-year-old rapper also shared Barnes' address and a photo of her home in a Facebook post. Barnes says she and her family had to move out of her Hazelwood home and now live in constant fear. She's seeking $5 million.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
beat up her child's grandmother.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's trying to get people to beat up grandma.
Yeah, grandma. And this is what she said, everybody can get these hands. You know what I'm saying?
This is grandma, though. Like, you trying to, and then put her house up.
I mean, if grandma, do you feel like I'm not for what she did.
Oh,
but
wow.
Just because I feel like being messy. Just because I feel like being messy. Do you feel like people should respect all elders?
All I'll say is this. Some elders should be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And then some elders, they don't act like elders.
Mm.
I call them non-elders, you know. Yeah, because some they're not acting like an elder. So,
uh-huh.
But what I'm saying in this case, when you have the magnitude of the energy that Sexy Red has as an entertainer.
You don't do that. Like
you don't direct people to somebody's house, especially somebody that is grandma, her child's grandmother?
She could be 40 some years old.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm not gonna lie.
She might not be the
elderly woman that we thinking of. Like,
I'm not saying that. But it's still grandma.
She'd probably be talking smack. She'd probably be cussing her out.
Grandma's different these days.
Listen to the song Sexy Red.
Grandma in the club listening to Sexy Red
Hold on. One Sexy Red just on a live audio where her and her baby daddy was fighting, and he said he wrote her songs. And she said, so what? You still not getting a penny.
Damn.
Like, so what I'm saying is, she's not giving off that she's the sensible one.
Probably not.
Okay. I'm just saying, like,
both sides of the family could be messed up and crazy. Like, if she's not sensible, who's to say grandma is sensible? Because you see nowadays, especially with these love and hip hop type situations, like grandma and the daughter and the sisters and cousins, they all want to fight each other. Because they all around the same age.
But that's
age.
That ratchet culture, though.
Exactly.
Well,
her fans go to grandma's house.
Then she should have seen about it. If that's the case, it could have got deadly. You know, for sure. Okay, so you aiming your energy at somebody, and it could have got deadly. What if she would have died? If you got a problem with somebody, why don't you go?
It seemed like
she wouldn't care about that.
She putting a battery in people's back.
To go out and do damage.
To go out and do something that can not only endanger them and send them to prison, but it can also take a life.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean,
that's the I don't want to say the community that she was in. Like, that's just what they do on a day to day. Forget being on a live telling people to go to people's houses. Like, they'll pull up on grandma in the house and just shoot up the house.
I was just going to talk about this
because
I'm seeing a lot of videos, and I had to break up one of these things where girls are meeting in the streets, girl groups, and fighting. I broke up two of them, but one got on video,
and
somebody was recording the fight, and I came and I broke it up, and they put it on the internet.
Yeah.
It was recent?
No, this was 3 years ago. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you see a lot of that taking place.
Had a Jonathan Majors moment.
Not for real though. But if you see Sexy Red fighting with grandma in the street, that's definitely going viral. All right, I don't even know if people gonna stop that.
Hey.
You know, I think more people gonna put out the phone because they trying to get the footage.
Yeah.
All right, but Sexy Red definitely is a menace for doing that. However, I do see her trying to offer opportunity to some rappers out here, like Chicken P. You know, being in the studio, Plaque Boy out here playing the beats, and Chicken P not messing with the beats, man. You know, so
that's true.
Yeah, but it just seems to me that it's just this new generation or this culture or whatever that people are saying is thriving is actually killing a lot of different faculties of what we celebrate about what we got going on, whether it's grandma or the music.
Well, she's going up to these high schools and these elementary schools trying to get these kids to follow her.
Mm-hmm.
And people are having her come to these.
I don't understand schools where these young kids at.
And then she's doing stuff like this.
Yeah, like would Lil Kim ever be in the schools?
To me, she sounds like an industry plant to me.
Because
Lotto be in the schools too. And I'm like, Lotto not as bad as Sexy Red, but like still, she got a lot of vulgar music.
But Lotto just goes to the schools that she went to.
Only the schools that she went to?
I mean, I feel like it, yeah. She doesn't just pop up at at random schools like Sexy Red does.
Hey, schools in general. It's
well,
the kids.
Yeah, I've seen Sexy Red just pop up at schools. That's why I say, like, it seems like she's just being pushed on the culture because she couldn't even sell out a concert here.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's
she's real. Not selling out concerts.
She's not selling out big arenas, no. She
no,
could sell
what
out
I'm
the
saying,
Rays.
She had a tour mm-hmm. that was supposed to come this way.
Right.
And they canceled a lot
she
of her tour
She wasn't ready
dates
for
here.
That. She wasn't ready for that her, big stage. She needed to stay at smaller stages for
But
right
nobody
now.
Was buying the tickets.
Right.
Well, we got to remember who actually owns her record label that she signed by. I mean, a lot of people have been asking why Chicken P and Sexy Red are so close. It's because they're label mates. All right, they're label mates. And when you talk about Sexy Red even being pushed on the culture, the person who even owns 10K Projects, which is the label she's underneath, is Elliot Grange. And his father actually pretty much owns the entire music industry.
Right.
So Sexy Red could be looked at as an industry plant, but ultimately they
and
have,
Ice Spice.
And Ice Spice, but oh yeah, and she's on 10K Projects as well. So they
Ice
got,
Spices?
Yeah, they got the marketing connections to put them out there, however they like.
Why Chicken P ain't got no I want him to have some more songs out there.
He did like he told us when he was here when we interviewed him, he said he did like some kind of independent deal. It wasn't the deal that Sexy
they
Red
got.
And Ice Spice
right.
got. Yeah, where you gotta sell got your soul it. And twerk on stage. I couldn't see Chicken P twerking on stage. I wouldn't
got
want to
it.
See that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh wow.
I ain't playing with Chicken Man.
Compromise, bro.
Shout out to Chicken. We're rocking and rolling.
Nope, somebody clip that, put make it viral.
Oh wow. God. Hey, all I'm saying is that this is the one, this is the person
that
if she's sending people off, like I say, like you can have a certain level of fame
mm-hmm.
where when you say stuff, people will just act on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's at the level where she may have a clan of ratchetness that she can use to weaponize against her enemies. So that's
that'd
what
be
I'm
crazy.
Saying.
That'd be crazy.
She's the ratchet clan.
Yeah, the ratchet clan. She's a cult leader. Could y'all imagine
Jesus.
That?
You a part of it? Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I think y'all for that pop culture report, Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
And Carrie Noni Juice.
I'm screaming at Juicy, y'all.
All right. When we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to open up the lines. I got a question for Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.